Puppy Love by Cherry Vanilla, read by Rose.
Juliet adores the park, Johnny discovers, once it's warm enough to take her out there. It's been sad keeping her cooped up in the house this winter, but it's too cold, even with all the sweaters and jackets he bought her. There was no way they were going to spend extended periods of time out. When they do finally make it out, he's a little worried about the way she'll be received. It's an off-the-leash dog park, and Juliet's amazing, but people can still tend to be assholes with pit bulls. He refuses to fucking go to PetSmart anymore when he needs to go out of town for business and leave her somewhere. They ostracized her from all the other dogs, and Johnny nearly threw a fit in the store, seeing as he wasn't told this beforehand. He's since found a perfectly nice doggy hotel that treats her the way she should be treated. Like a queen, because she's his best girl. Johnny sits on a nearby bench and watches Juliet run around, playing with the other dogs, while also trying to catch up on some emails. He hears a laugh beside him after a few moments and looks up. There's a guy sitting next to him now. He's got a really nice profile, good bone structure, some stubble along his jaw. He's wearing a backwards hat and a hoodie, and he's staring out at the dog park. Oh man, he says to himself, and Johnny tries to see where he's looking. It seems like it's where Juliet is, where she's heavily sniffing a dachshund's behind.
Oh jeez, Johnny mutters.
He knows it's what dogs do, of course, but it always makes him embarrassed, and he can't help thinking things like manners and totally impolite. The guy looks at him, and, oh, wow. Nice face, pretty eyes.
You got one out there?
He asks, mouth still curved in a small smile as he jerks his head out toward the park.
Yeah,
Johnny says.
The brown pit?
He says, more embarrassment rushing over him as he has to fess up to being the source of this guy's laughter. The guy laughs again.
Oh, dude, your dog is, well, that's my dog it's all up on.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Cute guy at the park, and Johnny's first impression is Juliet sniffing his dog's butt. Juliet,
Johnny calls, and she looks up, surprised, before running over. The guy's dog follows directly behind.
Oh, hey, you didn't have to,
the guy says as Juliet runs up to them and puts her head in Johnny's lap.
Oh my god, she's adorable.
Johnny beams down at her, petting her head.
Be polite,
he chides, which causes the other guy to laugh some more. His dog has trotted up and is now up on two legs behind Juliet, and... well, trying to return the favor.
Hey, La Fontaine, don't,
the guy says, and Johnny raises both eyebrows.
La Fontaine.
The guy blushes, shrugging.
Buffalo born and raised, man.
La Fontaine hasn't listened, is still smelling Juliet's butt while she turns and looks back at him, not even attempting to get away.
Good lord.
Juliet.
That's a pretty name.
Thanks, Johnny says. I didn't pick it, actually. She already had it when I got her at the shelter.
The guy nods. La Fontaine was one of the few puppies from my sister's friend's dog. They couldn't keep them all, so I got him.
How old is he?
Johnny asks, putting his hand out. La Fontaine walks over to him, and Johnny ducks to pet him while Juliet pushes her face at the guy's knees.
4.
How about yours?
She's 2. I've only had her for a few months.
The guy beams at him.
Fun, right?
Johnny snorts.
Well, it's been an adventure,
he grumps, reaching out with his other hand to stroke down her back.
No, I'm just kidding. It's been pretty...
great. Rewarding.
He gets lost in that thought for a moment, absently petting her while LaFontaine licks between his fingers. He looks up again and finds the guy staring at him. Expression unreadable, but still quite a lot. The guy visibly shakes himself. So I'm Patrick. Johnny cracks up at that.
You're Patrick, and your dog is LaFontaine? No, seriously, buddy, pull another one.
The guy, who is in no way Patrick, scowls at him.
Seriously, that's my name.
He digs into his pocket and pulls out his wallet, flashing a Chicago driver's license which reads Patrick Timothy Kane.
Oh my god, Johnny says, having had a laugh. That's amazing.
Patrick grins at him, pocketing his wallet again.
Screw you, man. What's your name? Romeo.
Johnny deadpans. The guy snorts loudly.
It should be terribly unattractive. It isn't.
Tell me for real or I'll take my dog and leave. And what will your precious Juliet do then? Johnny looks down to where Juliet is now nudging at LaFontaine's muzzle.
She could totally squash him. It's fucking adorable.
Johnny groans, leaning back on the bench.
Johnny, my name's Johnny.
Patrick leans back with him, arms crossed over his chest, grin still tugging at his lips. Johnny and Juliet, he says approvingly.
Patrick and LaFontaine,
Johnny says, trying not to laugh again at that. Johnny looks over at Patrick and does laugh then, their eyes meeting and holding for a beat too long, smiling at one another dumbly. Johnny's pulse kicks up in his neck, and he clears his throat. Patrick blinks.
So, looks like we've got a situation on our hands, he says,
jutting his chin at the two dogs who are now laying on the ground, resting their heads on one another's paws.
Looks like we do. Johnny agrees.
Well, Patrick drawls. We plan on coming here after Saturday morning, as long as the weather's good. Johnny nods stoically.
We plan on that as well.
He watches Patrick swallow.
Cool. That's, cool.
Johnny chews the inside of his cheek, biting back a grin.
And I can tell you,
he says, voice serious,
Juliet is a one-dog kind of girl. She won't lead him on.
Oh? Patrick says, raising an eyebrow.
So you're saying LaFontaine's heart is safe in her hands? Pause?
Johnny nods, looking at Patrick through his lashes.
Yep, she takes after her owner that way.
Patrick's eyes widen a little before he's back to grinning, cheeks dimpling. Well, that's certainly good to know. The end.